Chapter 12.2. Translator. Zia, Editor. Zia, Sen Jing's disguise had been exposed, yet it also seemed as if it hadn't. She continued her plain and uneventful student life. A few days later, construction began at Central Courtyard. Word spread that they were redirecting the river outside the West Courtyard to install a waterwheel-powered rain courtyard. This would make classes more bearable during the sweltering summer. Because of the construction, music lessons at the West Courtyard were entirely cancelled. Sen Jing thought Yan Lanting would leave the academy for good. To her surprise, he transitioned to teaching essay writing and debate instead. Not long after, a new physician named Dr. Qi arrived at the academy. It was said he had once been an imperial physician but had been sentenced to death and imprisoned for making a mistake. Later pardoned, he was assigned to the academy. As soon as Dr. Qi arrived, Sen Jing was dragged by Grandma Wu to see him for a checkup. After examining her pulse and conducting a thorough diagnosis, Dr. Qi didn't prescribe any supplements. Instead, he taught her a slow-moving martial arts routine, instructing her to practice it every morning for exercise. But with classes starting at dawn and running until midday, practicing the routine meant Sen Jing would have to wake up before sunrise. Sen Jing couldn't bring herself to do it. Even Grandma Wu calling her personally couldn't get Sen Jing out of bed, she simply couldn't wake up. Once, Grandma Wu, anxious, asked Bai Chushu, who shared a room with Sen Jing, to help wake her. Forced to sit up in bed, Sen Jing was overwhelmed by drowsiness, a pounding headache, and nausea. Her eyes reddened, and to everyone's surprise, she cried from sheer discomfort. Sen Jing cried quietly, without making a fuss, but couldn't stop the tears from falling. As she wiped her tears, she calmly said she was tired and just wanted to sleep, scaring Grandma Wu into never forcing her again. The day Sen Jing cried, the meals in the cafeteria were noticeably more sumptuous, and two extra bouquets of flowers appeared in her room. The next day during essay writing class, Yan Lanting suddenly announced that he would reward the students with the best submissions with anything they wanted. In Zheng Zan class, which spanned the two courtyards, there were a total of 38 students. Yan Lanting, however, extended the reward to the top 30 students, which was the only way Sen Jing's utterly nonsensical essay managed to qualify. Yan Lanting instructed the 30 students to write down what they wanted on a piece of paper and submit it to him. Sen Jing didn't have anything she particularly wanted. Instead, she was curious whether Grandma Wu and Yan Lanting still remembered that when she died as Sen Tunzhou, she was nearly 40 years old. She wasn't a real 15-year-old girl and didn't need to be humored just because she cried. "What did you write, Jing?" Bai Chushu, who had also made it into the top 30, had always wanted her own saddle but worried it might be too expensive for Mr. Yan to provide. In the end, she only dared to write down, "a riding whip." Seeing this, Sen Jing, taking advantage of Bai Chushu's distraction, casually wrote the word, "saddle," on her own paper. That very afternoon, the requested items were delivered to the academy. Bai Chushu screamed with delight at the sight of her new riding whip and a red lacquered, gold-decorated saddle. She grabbed Sen Jing and spun her around in circles several times. Dizzy from the spinning, Sen Jing quickly patted Bai Chushu's shoulder, urging her, all right, go try it out and see if it suits you. Got it, watch me show off with my new whip. Bai Chushu, holding the whip and hugging the saddle, skipped and hopped her way to the stables to test it out on a horse. Sen Jing thought the ordeal of waking up early to practice the slow-paced martial arts routine was finally over. But to her surprise, a few days later, the academy divided the second class of the day in half. During that time, all students were required to gather in the central training grounds and practice the routine under Dr. Qi's instruction. Once they mastered it, they were expected to repeat it daily during that time slot. Sen Jing, was this a coincidence? Sen Jing wasn't sure. She wanted to ask Yan Lanting but hesitated, afraid she might be overthinking it and would only make things awkward. So, she decided to let it go. As late spring gave way to summer, the weather grew increasingly hot. Due to her poor health, Sen Jing couldn't use ice to cool down. Unfortunately, her roommate Bai Chushu was kept awake every night by the heat. Seeing that this wouldn't do, Sen Jing suggested Bai Chushu to set up an ice basin. She could simply use an extra blanket to stay warm. Bai Chushu, truly struggling with the heat, agreed. However, the day after the ice basin was set up, Sen Jing began coughing and developed a runny nose. It took her 2 days of medication to recover. Just as Sen Jing was considering moving to Grandma Wu's place so Bai Chushu could use the ice basin alone, their dormitory received two new sets of bedding. For Bai Chushu, there was a luxurious cooling setup from Jingxi Pavilion, a silk jade mat and pillow paired with a thin cooling silk quilt. Lying down on it felt refreshingly cool, so much so that Bai Chushu didn't even need the ice basin anymore and could sleep comfortably without worrying about being woken up by the heat. Sen Jing's bedding, on the other hand, was a rattan mat, not too cold, not too stuffy. Her blanket and pillow looked simple but were made from high-quality materials. The mat was a specialty item from Jingxi Pavilion, crafted from Qing'an rattan, known for its comfort. The pillow and quilt, made of fine silk soaked in calming aromatic essences, were soft, breathable, and lightweight. Covered with them, she felt warm but not overheated. This was the bedding set she had once used during her days of indulgence and luxury at the Prime Minister's residence. Grandma Wu must have raided someone's treasury to procure something so extravagant for her. Sen Jing was lazy and disliked trouble, but she wasn't clueless. After Bai Chushu fell asleep, she got up and went to find Grandma Wu, asking her about the bedding in her room. Grandma Wu seemed to have anticipated Sen Jing's visit and didn't bother hiding the truth. Lord Yan secretly got this. Don't worry, only a few of us know about it, and it won't get out. Hearing the explanation, Sen Jing was surprised to find that she wasn't actually that surprised by it. Sen Jing paused. Did he ask you to pass on any message to me? He did, in fact. Grandma Wu replied, Lord Yan said to tell you to rest well.